Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
So that Resolution Foundation report that Leanne mentioned on the biggest shock to living standards in the UK in a century, well, it's a prospect that the think tank calls, quote, frankly terrifying. They expect a 10% fall in real disposable incomes over 2 years as energy bills in Britain soar. Joining us now is Mike Brewer, the chief economist at the Resolution Foundation. Mike, thank you so much for being with us. Who is being worst hit by the energy crisis? Tell us more about the calculations you've made on living standards.
Yes, of course. I think the main thing our report does is show what happens when, because of the duration of the cost of living crisis. I think quite a lot of people are talking about this as if it's a blip this year, or we've just got to get through this winter. But most economists expect that high inflation is going to be with us for at least another 12, 18 months. And it's the duration of that cost of living crisis. It's basically going to be a two and a half year of near double digit inflation. It's that's just going to eat into household living standards. And that's what's leading us to the forecast that typical incomes will fall by 10% once you account for the impact of inflation.
So what should the government be doing about this? Liz Truss, a frontrunner to become Prime Minister, ruled out tax increases, so no windfall tax on energy firms to help with a big spending package. Is that a tenable position?
Yeah. Well, the government, whoever is the new Prime Minister, has got two challenges. But the first challenge is to get us through the winter. We know what the price cap is for October to December, and we have some very scary predictions of how high energy prices could go in January. And they're just not sustainable. There's just no way low-income households will be able to cope, will be able to heat their homes at those prices. So I think, despite what Liz Truss says about being keen to cut taxes, she is going to have to do something direct to keep the price of energy down. And she's probably going to have to provide additional support to low-income households.
Go ahead. Liz Truss, if she does become Prime Minister, as is widely expected on Monday, next week or in the next fortnight, she's going to have to come out with a mini budget. What would satisfy you? What would disappoint you in the next fortnight if she says, I'm going to do this on household incomes?
Well, we're asking, first of all, for her to tackle energy prices this winter. So we think she has to do something to keep the price charged to households down below the Ofgem energy price cap. Secondly, we'd like her to make sure that welfare benefits and the state pension go up in line with inflation, as is the usual, custom and practice. But welfare benefits and social security benefits have been lagging behind inflation as inflation's risen so rapidly. And so we want the government to confirm in October that definitely next year they will go up by 10% in line with the current rate of inflation.
So when you say tackle energy prices, are you seeing that as being in terms of extra help for households, or is it kind of intervening structurally in the electricity market to bring down how much people are paying per unit?
I think it has to be the second of those. I think the government has to intervene to stop households from facing the true cost of energy. And the reason I say that is because there is so much variation in the amount of energy that households need. If you just give households an extra income transfer, which the government's currently doing, or if you just give us a fixed amount off their bills, it's just not going to go far enough for large households, or for households who are renting some poorly insulated, drafty, flat from a landlord who's not kept the property up to date. There's such large variation in energy needs. The only way you can address that directly, we think, is by tackling the cost of energy that households are paying.
Okay, put a price tag on that.
Yeah, it's very high. So the Labour Party, the opposition party, suggested freezing energy prices at their current level. That would cost £36 billion just for this winter. And if you carried it on for the year ahead, which you almost certainly would need to, then you're getting close to hundreds of billion pounds. It's getting towards a sort of COVID era level of intervention in the economy. But we think that that intervention is needed, but we don't think that every household in the UK needs to see a large cut in their energy bills. Some households will be able to cope with this much better than others. And so we've had suggested that if the government does want to substantially cut the price of energy faced by households, then it should look to offset some of the cost with increases in taxes, particularly on better off households who don't need the support as much as low and middle income households do.
So you'd want to see that intervention in the electricity market coupled with an increase in tax on higher incomes above what sort of income threshold?
Well, the precise details depend on exactly how generous the government wants to be with energy prices. But yes, we're saying this for two reasons. I mean, first of all, as we've just discussed, substantially reducing the price of energy faced by households will cost many tens of billions of pounds, many hundreds of billion pounds, and that's going to put a burden on the Treasury, right? And at some point, that is going to have to be repaid. So what we're suggesting is, well, let's make a start on doing that now with, a 1 pence increase in all income tax rates, which would be paid by the majority of the population, but where the burden would fall harder on the richest households, the biggest contribution would come from the richest households. Yeah. That would make some contribution to the cost of a large cut in the price of energy. And it would also meant that the winners and losers, I think, would fit better with who needs the support most during the forthcoming months.
OK, lots of talk of households. What about businesses who obviously aren't covered by the price cap?
Yeah.
And that's surely far more important for the economy in some ways.
Well, we've had another report today from some medics pointing out that the dangers of people living in cold and unheated homes will be more illnesses and potentially more deaths. So I wouldn't want to underplay the seriousness of households. But yes, businesses are also facing incredibly high energy prices. They don't currently face a cap. No political party, and neither Liz Truss nor Rishi Sunak have really said what they would do to solve that. But undoubtedly, yes, they will have to respond when they come into power next week. I'm sure they'll be looking at what they did in the pandemic when the government cut business rates or gave out one-off grants related to business rates. But they will also be looking, I imagine, at whether they can reduce the cost of energy paid by businesses directly.
Mike, we're speaking to Mike Brewer from the Resolution Foundation. Mike, weakness in sterling has been a continuous theme on markets for much of this year, down 14% against the dollar. How does a weak pound feed through to what families are experiencing? And do policymakers need to be concerned about the pound?
Well, some of the high rates of inflation that the UK is experiencing right now, it's 10% now, forecast to go to 13% later this year, possibly 18% at the start of next year. A lot of that is coming from energy, but others is coming from the weakness of the pound. And I thought that the Bank of England has that in mind when it's thinking about what to do with interest rates. And that is part of the reason why it and others are expecting interest rates to rise further this year and next year, which should help strengthen the pound.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.